Hey, this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time-traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories.
Between uninvented ice cream and missing Aunt Murgatroyd, this is all too much, Molly.
I'd say any amount of Molly is too much.
Oh, be quiet, Brad. Nobody's talking to you.
You just called Max a nobody.
Wow, Brad. You're, like, the worst.
Maybe, but I'm the best at it.
Okay, everyone, take your seats.
Whoa, what's Conklin doing here?
No idea.
In case you're wondering, Mrs. Vegas ate something that disagreed with her and had to go home early. I'm covering her class for her.
Probably ate too many stewed jujubes. She loves stuffing her face with those.
Okay, be nice.
It definitely wasn't too much ice cream.
Max!
Whoops, did I say that out loud?
What's ice cream?
Yes, Max, what is ice cream?
That's, his dog's name.
I thought your dog's name was Rufus.
Shut up, Brad!
Excuse me, we will not be telling people to shut up in this or any classroom. Now apologize to Brad, both of you.
Sorry, Brad.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. I know you're just upset your aunt's missing.
Wait, who's missing?
My aunt.
Really? Tell me, what's her name?
Aunt
Murray. Margaret Murray.
I don't know her. Well, I hope she turns up. Losing things can be quite difficult. But be hopeful, even the mighty Pythagoras lost his theorem.
But he got it back, didn't he?
Indeed.
Yeah, it's not like he lost a Super Matthew tournament when he was a kid.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
Oh no, you most definitely said something. Nobody's going anywhere until you repeat it. Nothing to say? It's okay. I've got plenty of time.
Oh, boy. Now what do we do?
Class, I just received an urgent email. I'm being called away. I'll be back in a few minutes. The assignment is on the board. As for you, Max and Molly, we will finish our discussion when I return.
He knows.
You think?
Yes, I think. I think he knows. We know that he knows, and he knows that we know that he knows that we know that he...
Whoa, Molly! You're freaking out! Take a breath!
Where do you think he went? You think he's going to Aunt Em?
Beats me. Let's check his laptop.
What? We can't just...
Darn it, it's password protected.
Of course it is.
Want me to get it?
Excuse me?
I go on his computer all the time. He never notices me standing behind him when he logs in. Allow me. I usually just go in and boost my test scores.
But your scores are terrible.
You should have seen them before. Besides, I'm not an idiot. If I give myself all A's, he'd catch on to me.
That's actually pretty smart. Now, let's take a look at the email he just got. It says, second year in the second half of the century, before the end of the second millennium. From the second city, turn McVicker's quicker picker upper... From do to don't.
Oh, wow. Their riddles are even crazier than Aunt Em's.
If they were easy, then everyone could solve them. Let's break it down. Second year in the second half of the century before the end of the second millennium.
The century before the end of the millennium was the 1900s. The second millennium ended in 2000. The second year in the second half would be 1952. But what's the second city?
Chicago. I got family there.
Wow, look at you, Brad. Thanks.
Yeah, Thanks, Brad. What else you got?
That's it. I have no idea.
I thought so. But I bet the internet knows. Look, it says Noah McVicker and Joseph McVicker developed a wallpaper cleaner in the 1930s. The putty-like substance was designed to remove coal residue from wallpaper. In the 1950s, the product underwent a transformation when Joseph McVicker's sister-in-law, a teacher in New Jersey, discovered that children enjoyed using the substance in art projects and eventually became known as
Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah. I remember Play-Doh. I once ate an entire container of purple.
Hey, I remember that. You pooped purple for a week.
Max, can I talk to you for a second? Based on what happened to the ice cream and the message change dough to don't, it's fair to say Conklin is going back in time to stop the creation of Play-Doh.
Wow, these trolls just hate fun.
We need to stop him.
No, we need to save Aunt Em. Not some clay.
Why not both? Come on, you know Aunt Em would want us to protect the past from the trolls. That's why she chose us. She knew we could be counted on to do what's necessary, even when things get tough. Not to mention, following Conklin may help lead us to Aunt Em.
Fine, let's go.
Hey, where are you guys going?
1952. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Here we are at... What's that banner say?
Welcome to the Dover, New Jersey Kids Care You and Me Christmas Festival.
Oh, I hear that. Little kids scare me too.
No, Max, not kids scare. Kids care.
Duh! And speaking of, let's save the Play-Doh and get out of here.
Agreed. According to the article online, Play-Doh was originally a wallpaper cleaner.
Right. It was a sticky clay you could press against a wall and get all the dust to stick to it.
Just looking around at this place, I see a prize table, toys, supplies, way too much juice. Just typical nursery school stuff.
Wait a second. Look by the door. There's two boxes from the Kudo Cleaning Supply. Kudo was the McVicker's company. The magic wall cleaning clay must be in one or both of them.
Cool. Let's put them somewhere safe so nobody...
So nobody what?
Ah! Conklin!
I knew you two were somehow involved. But how? And how could you get here?
I think we both knew.
Where's my Aunt Murgatroyd?
I'll never tell. Now get out of my way and say goodbye to Play-Doh just like you said goodbye to your precious ice cream.
Never!
Why, I'll...
1, 2, 3, eyes on me. 1, 2, eyes on you. Everyone, shush. That includes our guests over there. Remember, indoor voices.
Of course, Miss Zufall. I'll just be taking that box over there and getting on my way.
Now, ask before you take, for manners make. And sharing is the key. As friends, we agree.
Miss Zufall, don't let him have those boxes.
Yeah, he's trying to steal them.
These little boxes sure seems like a big deal to you three. Lucky for you, it's sitting under the prize tree. And we were just about to start playing games. If you win, maybe you can claim it as your own. But even if you don't, remember, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't I take the boxes, and instead I'll leave a nice shiny quarter under the prize tree instead. I'm sure all the kids will love it.
Excuse me? Maybe you don't understand because you ain't from Jersey. Let me explain it to you in plain English. You're gonna zip your lip, leave the boxes where they is, and play my little game. Capiche?
Yes, of course.
That goes for you too as well. Understand?
Yep.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, goody. Let's play our first game. Is everyone ready?
Yeah!
This game is for all our guests, big and small. It will be tricky, so good luck to you all. Here we go. A grandmother, two mothers and two daughters went to a baseball game together and bought one ticket each. How many tickets did they buy in total?
Easy, 5.
No, I'm afraid that's wrong.
Ooh, I know. 3.
Yes, I say 3 as well. The grandmother is also a mother, and the mother is also a daughter.
That's right.
Yes, I get the box.
Hey, I said it first.
Actually, Billy here held up 3 fingers first, and he raised his hand. Billy, what prize would you like?
I'll take the shiny quarter.
Oh, good. Then I'll take the box.
What? That's not fair. I said it before he did.
No, we said it at the same time.
Fine, let's make it fair. I'm going to hold a dime in one hand and a penny in the other. If you can guess which is in my right hand, you can pick your prize. Ready, set, go.
Really? This is just going to come down to a guess?
What if I asked you a question or two?
Sure, as long as the question isn't, which hand is the diamond?
If you multiply the value of the coin in your right hand by 10 and the value of the other coin by 5 and add them together, is the answer odd or even?
Oh my, that's quite the mathematical question. Why? It's even.
Then the penny is in your right hand.
Correct. Come claim your prize, young lady.
Yes!
I'll just take these 2 boxes.
What? Not fair! Why does she get both?
Yes, let's not be a greedy Gus. You can only claim 1 box from the table. I just don't understand why you're all so interested in boxes of cleaning supplies.
That means the other box can still be won?
Yep. But for this next tricky little game, I'm going to need a few special helpers. Abby? Gabby, come on up here.
Yikes! They're identical twins! Yep, these kids definitely scare me.
Relax, Max. They're just kids.
Hello, Miss Zufall.
Nope, not creepy at all.
Okay, I'm going to put the remaining box in a desk. In another desk is a rubber chicken. You can ask the twins 1 question to try and figure out which desk the box is in. There's just 1 thing. 1 twin sister always tells the truth. And the other always lies. Since Molly got the last one right, she'll ask the question. But if she chooses the wrong desk, Mr. Conklin gets the prize. Okay? Molly, what question do you want to ask the twins?
Can I confer with Max?
I don't see why not, but based on his previous answer, I don't see why you would.
Gee, thanks.
Okay, Max, let's think this through. If we ask them which desk the box is in, they'll each tell us a different answer.
Right. And since we don't know which twin is the liar, we'd just be guessing.
Is there a question we can ask that will work for either the liar or the truth teller?
Time's running out, you two. Ask your question.
Wait, I got it. Instead of asking about the box, let's ask the twins what they think their sister would say.
I don't get it.
Don't you see? The lying twin would tell us the wrong desk because they have to lie about what their sister would say.
And the truth-telling sister would tell us the wrong desk because they know their sister would lie.
Exactly! All we have to do is choose the opposite desk of whatever they tell us.
Pretty sneaky, bro. Okay, let's do it. Abby and Gabby, which desk would your sister say the box with the wallpaper cleaners is in?
The desk on the left.
Thank you. Miss Zufall, we say the box is in the desk on the right.
And right you are! You found it! It's all yours.
Yay!
What? No! No fair! Give me those boxes!
Mr. Conklin, please. You're being a poor sport in front of the children.
Yeah, think of the children.
Shut up.
We do not tell people to shut up. I'm putting you in timeout.
But I'm a teacher.
Then you should know better. Go stand in the corner. What I want to know, Max and Molly, is what are you going to do with all that wallpaper cleaner?
We want you to have it, Miss Zufall. We think the kids will love playing with the stove.
See? You can mush it and shape it and make fun things with it. You can even add food dye to give it some color. It's fun to play with, though.
You may have won this time, but I'll get the last laugh, Max and Molly.
Quiet. No talking in time out.
Come on, let's get back while we can.
Good idea.
Oh, hey, there you are. I thought you left.
Nope, we've been here the whole time.
You still want to get into the computer?
Nah, we're good.
Cool, let's screw his laptop closed.
Why?
Why not? It's a fun prank.
You know I'm in! Up high!
Well, well, look at you two being friends again.
Whoa, whoa, nobody said we were friends.
Yeah, don't get too crazy.
Mm-hmm. Give it time. This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Adam Markowitz and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Cooper Alexander, Mike Praviti, Laura Rondinella, Thomas Smith, and Gia Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.
Bientôt 30 familles en vacances, en voiture, qui aiment le silence et la nature. S'arrêtent sur cette plage pour voir le paysage. Quel coucher de soleil, vite, vite, sortons l'appareil. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Clic, clac, oh, c'est beau, on va faire une photo. Ciel jaune, rouge, orangé, faut pas nous déranger. Le coin nous appartient, on sort les chaises de chien. On va se faire un dîner en toute impunité.
Michel, alors ça se passe bien les photos? Qu'est-ce que tu dis?
T'as pas mis de pellicule dans l'appareil?
Michel, c'est malin, on n'aura pas de photos.
Bon, ben je remonte dans l'auto.
Au lever du soleil, la plage n'est plus pareille. Le ciel n'a pas changé, jaune, orangé. Mais pour le paysage, les famille de passage ont su redécorer les plages de l'été. Clic, clac, c'était beau, tu parles d'une belle photo. Clic, clac, c'était beau, tu parles d'une belle photo. Des papiers de bonbons, des gobelets en carton, des bouts de verre cassés, des canettes rouillées, une paire de chaussures, un vieux pneu de voiture, des pellicules photos, deux ou trois vieux journaux, mégots de cigarettes, pauvre petite planète.
This is the International Children's Arts Network, and you're listening to the International Dance Hour. We're going to hear songs from Cuba, Italy, South America, and some songs from the United States. That was a song from France. And in French they say, bonjour.
Pour Saint-Adèle, il y avait un homme qui voulait débarquer, mais allez donc débarquer. Quand le train fait 50 000 à l'heure et qu'en plus vous êtes conducteur, oh le train du Nord, dans le train pour Saint-Adèle, il y avait rien qu'un passager, c'était encore le conducteur. Imaginez pour voyager, si c'est pas la vraie petite douleur. Oh, le train du Nord. Tchou-tchou, tchou-tchou-tchou. Le train du Nord, le train du Nord. Au bord d'un lac, des petites maisons, ça vire en rond. Le train du Nord, c'est comme la mort quand y'a personne à bord. Oh, le train du Nord. Le train pour Saint-Adèle. Sont décidés à débarquer, puis le train tout seul a continué. Oh, le train du Nord, notre train pour Saint-Adèle est rendu dans le beau Mont-Laurier. Personne n'a pu l'arrêter. Paraîtrait qu'on l'a vu filer dans le firmament l'année passée. Oh, le train du Nord, tchou 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 tchou.